This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Whoa!
Fancy. Fortune favors the bold? Find out later.
The Chelish Devil comes under attack.
You see in the distance this giant creature coming towards you.
And the party's newest member makes his entrance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Vereen.
Yeah! And the crowd goes wild.
Troy has romance on the brain.
Gormley, I don't know why you won't just bang Rag.
I would role play the entire event and get real dirty.
And Matthew poses the tough questions.
Wait, I have a question for you. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 10 duck-sized horses?
Oh, man. I never know how to answer this question.
So many possibilities. Yeah.
The adventure continues now.
Why, hello, you beautiful Glass Cannonites. Matthew here to tell you about some exciting stuff that's been happening in old Glass Cannon land. Whole bunch of new subscribers, which is amazing. And we're just really excited about this community that's popped up around our little show. Or, you know, at least to provide support for Celestial Dolphins. But anyway, it's just a really lovely thing, and we're so happy to know that this is fun for people besides, you know, us. Anyway, big thanks to Glass Cannon fan Tim Pettifor for his shout-out on Imgur. Gave us a nice little shot in the old subscribership arm. He's at Phil82245 on Twitter. That's Phil with two L's, by the way. And you should follow him, because he's awesome. Also, just saying, if you're a presence in the Nerdscape, and you were so inclined, if you wanted to spread the word about our somewhat lovable band of misfits over here, I'm just saying, you'd probably have our undying love and affection. That's probably worth something, somewhere. Anyway, thanks, as always, for listening. And, all right, let's get to the action. Episode 34. Hate the Drake!
Thank you for tuning in to Guided Meditation with the Glass Cannon Podcast. Go ahead and breathe in deep and think about what you want your initiative to be. Because in this world, your initiative can be anything that your mind can dream it.
I am seriously getting seasick.
Matthew just threw up.
Blah, blah. What's that exertion sound? Do you have that again?
Yeah, I'll dig it up. Okay.
That's the best sound in the world. It's a good one. I was dreaming of that sound. It's so perfect. It sounds like it sounds like disgust and like a turn your head and cough or something. I love it.
Well, we've had a lot of role playing these past few episodes.
Enough of that bullshit.
Enough of that garbage. I didn't come here to talk. Came here to do math. Poorly. So Gormley, from high atop the crow's nest that took four tries to get to.
Shut up.
It's you hard. See this,
should have just flown, bro.
You see in the distance this giant winged creature with like beautiful fin-like wings just emerge from the sun, coming towards you. And then, on either side of it, closer to the boat, what you didn't see was two smaller versions of the same flying creature, already using the sun to stealth past, and they are now floating above the boat.
Like Japanese Zero
Fighter. Yeah, it's like 12 o'clock high, I was just thinking, coming right out of the sun.
So on either side of the boat, the Baron and Lork and Ben Vereen see two river drakes. And then emerging from the blinding spot that is the sun is a giant alpha drake. Roll for initiative.
Oh my god. Man. So there's three of them. There's one on each side and one flying down straight, bearing down on us.
Yup.
Oh, shit.
And meanwhile, Galabras is saying, salt? Pepper goes before salt. That's P.
See you guys in 8 rounds.
Until I tell you different, you can assume that the drakes are in flight. What did everybody get for initiative? We haven't rolled initiative in years.
I know.
Who's over 25?
26.
Ooh. Baron is the most insane.
Rolled a 19. Rolled a 19.
Okay, Baron. And then anybody else over 20?
Nope.
Obviously. Uh-uh. 15 plus.
I rolled 14 for Lork.
I had 14 also.
Okay.
And so it goes to, I have a plus 2 bonus.
All right. And then Gormley.
12.
Very, I don't think Gormley has ever been last in the initiative order amongst his friends.
And then you got Ben Vereen.
Right.
At 6.
I forgot. Oh, man. He is the thing.
We have a new guy.
Slowest Wolverine in the West.
He's not well trained yet.
I was going to say, I can't wait to see how you use this untrained, rabid, wild Wolverine to fight River Drakes. Pathfinder.
Yep.
Okay. It is the Alpha Drake's turn. In round one, what does the Alpha Drake do? You see this huge creature come swooping in. It comes to the boat, grabs the warhorse.
Reggie!
Old Reginald, that Gormley has grown affection of, lifts it off the deck with its talons.
No!
How big is this thing?
It's a large creature.
Oh my god.
And then uses some sort of speed surge to fly upstream.
Oh my god.
Absconding with the warhorse.
Hey!
No! Hey! I was going to ride that. Yeah. Him?
It?
We've got to track it, man.
Absconds with the warhorse. Baron, you're up.
How far away are the two baby drakes away from me?
They are. Look like they're 15 feet away from the boat. And you are 5 feet away from the railing of the boat. So you are 20 feet away from the nearest drake.
I bought nets before we left, and I'm going to hold my action.
Okay.
Until one of the drakes gets within 10 feet of me. And as soon as it gets within 10 feet, I'm going to make a ranged touch attack of the net on it.
To try and capture it in the net.
Nice.
Whoa!
Fancy. Fortune favors the bold? Find out later. it is now the drake's turn. Drake number one, the one standing across from Baron, just like spits this disgusting mucus at you.
Oh, fuck.
And it lands like all over Baron and the surrounding area. It's a 5-foot radius. Covers him. Roll a reflex save.
Dilapha Drake.
Yeah, this sounds somehow familiar.
Yeah, I don't know quite where I know it from.
Yeah, it's like something from a movie 16. Or...
Yeah.
16?
It must have been popular or good or something.
I mean, I don't know how it could be. Otherwise, it'd be right on the tip of our tongue, and everyone here would have seen it already.
Yeah, obviously.
I think this is completely original.
You would. You would think that.
You rolled a 16 reflex save. Okay, you take 4 points of acid damage, but... You don't seem to be encumbered by this sticky substance that is burning your flesh. Drake.
I'm not encumbered by it.
Number two does the same thing, but up at Gormley.
Ah.
And spits at the top of the crow's nest. Roll a reflex save. Gormley.
So wait, it's an auto hit on the ranged?
It's a 5-foot radius. It just...
Oh.
Okay. 16 on the reflex save.
16 on the reflex
that
save.
Should do it.
Take 5 points of acid damage.
Ooh, wow.
And avoid a much worse situation. And now it is Lork's turn.
So they're flying in the air over the river away from us, like 10, 15 feet away from the sides of the boat?
Yes, and up in the air as well, obviously.
All right, then I'm going to do a rapid shot. I guess I'll fire twice.
Why not?
Why not?
This is your first attack, not underwater at fourth level, right?
It's my first attack at all. I've never attacked underwater.
I hope you can remember how to fight above the waterline.
And this is the first time I'm using my new reinforced composite longbow.
Yeah.
I've been very excited to use it.
Here comes the one.
Oh, God.
The fumble deck's out.
I'm only angry because you're right. All right, here we go. First shot. 9.
A 9 does not hit.
Second shot. 24.
24 does hit.
24 hits. Does 6 points of damage.
Nice. All right. The new and improved Lork.
Yes.
Shunk.
So the first one flies wide right. The other one is true. Okay.
That was the one that spat at Baron?
That was the one that spat at you.
Oh, good. Thanks.
He's not going to do anything with his animal this round.
Ah, okay. All right. It is Galabras' turn.
All right. As soon as I hear the alarm raised, I double move to get to the upper deck. And I don't know how long that's going to take me. How far away am I?
From where you are there, you could double move and get to the head of the stables, basically.
Okay, on the upper... Okay.
Yeah, or like the middle of the stables. Yeah.
All right, so that's my action.
So Glavis just hears Gormley, I'm assumed, shrieked.
And when I
giant
get...
winged thing!
When I get to the top of the stairs, I point at the drake and shout out, "When I hear that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing."
Drake, guys, Drake.
It's Drake.
It's a big... It's Drake. Also,
that's a Drake
speaking of earlier, he is the official mascot of the Toronto Raptors, which links back
Canadian.
To Jurassic Park, which links back to Troy being an asshole for never having seen the fucking movie, because fuck Troy.
Just make sure that I'm never going to watch it. Make it sure.
Making so many enemies all over the world. Your disregard for that wonderful film. But I digress. We all do.
Gormley, what are you doing?
So
besides
I'm,
having your skin singed with acid.
Yeah, besides that. So I'm 30 feet up in the air right now on the crow's nest.
If you say so.
The one that Lork, the drake that Lork just shot, is that kind of level with me, or is it lower to the ground, lower to the deck? Or
That one is, it is above, it's like your height.
Okay.
Yeah, so Lork shot up at it.
So cool.
Okay.
Spit its mucus all over, and you can see the crow's nest was already pretty shoddy, and now it's like the wood is dripping with acid.
No. All right. So I'm going to evil eye the drake.
Evil eye the drake.
For AC.
Okay, so this is a will save, yes?
Indeed.
12.
Fails.
Fails the will save.
So for six
nice.
Rounds, minus 2 to your AC.
Yes.
Okay.
And then as my move action, I'm going to hop out of the crow's nest and feather fall to the ground. And I think we said that would give me like
15 more feet.
15 more feet of movement.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hustle over to where Baron is and stand beside him.
Okay. So you go right up to Baron. Baron, I've got your back. Okay, and Ben Vereen. Does Ben Vereen do anything?
No. You know what? I'm gonna tell him to... It's a free action for me to tell him what to do, and I'm going to tell him to, like, hide behind something, basically. Uh-huh. Like, put himself between those things. That's, like, get back there. It's almost impossible for him to actually do it.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll for it.
And I'll tell you what happens when you fail.
Yeah, it's a...
It jumps overboard.
You know, I forgot. I have to look it up, but I think it's DC 25. So, here we go.
I think so.
Failed. So, it just, like, looks at me like, oh?
Yeah.
He runs him out.
Get behind something!
It stays right next to you.
Yeah.
Okay, round...
Quick question for you.
Yes.
If the conditions of your hold action are not met by the end of your round, do you just wait until the next round to go? Is it just, like, a totally wasted procedure?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the gambit you make.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. So I guess it's my turn again. The big drake.
It is the alpha drake's turn. Now you can see off in the distance, it is just surging away downstream, and you can kind of see it go onto the shore, towards the shore, downstream.
Shit. It's going to eat Reggie.
Yeah, don't eat the horse.
That's what you see the alpha drake do. He's gone with Reggie. A huge fucking creature just flew off with Reggie.
Do they look like pterodactyls or something? Or, like, what are they?
Imagine a larger version of this. We'll put it on the tumbler. They look like they could swim as well as they can fly.
Oh, okay, so they are, like, dragon-like.
Yeah, they're very dragon-like. They are descendants, descended from dragons.
Oh, and they have, like, webbed feet.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. they can swim.
Oh, that's so
they're,
cool.
They're always, like, if you play Magic the Gathering, they're always associated with blue decks. So
oh,
they're,
yeah,
they're
you're right.
Around water.
Listen, let's keep that nerdy shit out of our podcast, okay?
Fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Shut up, nerd.
Baron, you're up. Round two.
Can I get within 10 feet of either of these drakes? I'm unencumbered by their goop.
Right, you are unencumbered. The problem is, if you go up to the edge of the boat, you're still 15 feet away from it, if it was hovering at your level, but it's up as well. So, quick Pythagorean theorem, you are not within 10 feet. But you should be within shooting range, no? But you're trying to do something else.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the net, but can I get within 20 feet of either of them?
Yeah, the one that's right off the boat from you. If you go up to the edge of the boat, you can be with. We'll say you're within 20 feet, aiming up at it.
I'll drop my net.
Okay.
Pull my gun, and I will shoot at this guy.
Fair enough.
That's a 14 against touch AC.
14 against touch AC is a hit.
Nice.
Yes. So that's 1d8. Max damage! 8!
Alright. Baron just blast the drake.
Bang.
That's up close and deadly. That's which is always activated for me. That's 9.
Oh, 9. Okay, so an extra point of damage. Alright, Baron. Bullet wound to the drake. Safe to say this drake has never been shot by a gun.
And that was the drake on the port side there? It was one on the left, one on the right.
Don't quiz this man. He has no idea.
Yeah, the port. Checking up on you.
Definitely the port side.
He's on the shaft side. The shaft side.
yeah, this drake is a real pioneer. The first to ever be shot. That's they'll build a statue to him in front of a drake high school.
Speaking of the drake, he comes down right next to Baron.
So stupid.
He's the Buzz Aldrin of river drakes.
He planted your flag there, Drakey.
He flies down next to Baron and attempts to...
Lands on the deck?
Yep, lands on the deck.
Nice.
And attempts to bite Baron and misses. I'm assuming a 12 misses?
That is correct.
Okay, the other drake does the same thing to Lork.
Lork, just the orc.
Chichagong. Lands right behind you, Lork, and attempts to bite... 15.
Miss.
Okay. Alright.
Actually, nope. That hits, because I'm not wearing armor. I was just standing out there training my dude.
Now, who else would
you know what I gotta get?
Armor?
Yeah, you know what? I gotta get, like, they must have just, like, a regular piece of leather armor on this boat. You know
what I mean?
It just
doesn't make sense that you wouldn't wear armor and everybody else is. Do you know what I mean?
You would not be standing out there on the deck training your animal in full metal armor. You know what I mean? It seems silly.
I'm wearing leather, but
wearing leather armor
different.
Is not that crazy.
Right.
I am wearing my armor at all times, even despite the risk of drowning, just because it's so powerful. I'm not letting it out
just
of my sight.
Leave it, especially with scumbags on board.
Right.
So you're telling me a 15 does hit then?
Yes.
All right. It bites you with its wet, gross jaw. I'm stalling while I find my damage dice. Okay, so it bites you for 11 points of damage.
Oh, man. That's a lot of damage.
And it's just sitting there in front of you with the tail whipping back and forth, bites you, and now it is Lork's turn to rebut.
Lork is going to quick draw, put his bow back, and pull out his falchion. Screed's falchion.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He loved a crit on a falchion.
And he's going to take a swing at this drake. Miss, obviously.
Misses the drake.
And,
hit the drake.
And as a free action, he's going to say, attack! To his...
To Benverine.
To Benverine!
Okay.
We'll see what happens on Benverine's
turn. Galabras, you are now on deck, middle of the stables. You came running up, your hands covered in dough.
I just love the image of Galabras, like, filleting a fish in full armor.
Yeah. Yeah, like gorgeous ancient armor.
Well,
ancient
battered. It's battered.
It's just deboning cod.
Battered and deep fried.
Oh, no.
But I am going to double move into melee range with the drake that is attacking Lork. And I have my the hammer of Uskroth drawn.
Okay. Double moves, draws the hammer of Uskroth as he does towards said drake, Gormley. What do you do?
Gormley's going to cast Ill Omen on the drake that's in melee combat with Baron.
Ill Omen. Tell me about Ill Omen.
Ill Omen, you just on your next D20, on that drake's next D20 roll, disadvantage.
If he fails his will save.
Nope, no save.
Oh, it's automatic.
Automatic.
Ah, fuck yeah.
It's not for the round, it's just for one roll.
Just for that
you
one.
You be illin.
Wow. Okay, all right, and now...
He's going to try to make some bullshit roll just to get out of it, and then he's going to attack right after.
He's gonna make a sense motive roll. I wonder why she did that. Oh, no, I don't know why she did that.
Knowledge nature on Gormley.
Oh, can I... Wait, I'm a...
What the hell is that thing, anyway?
It's a witch.
As a free action, I want to do a knowledge nature on the drake to see...
Okay.
You know, what I know about them, weaknesses...
I think it would be knowledge nature...
Yeah, it should be, yeah.
It should be a 21.
21.
22, actually.
You know that they are immune to paralysis and sleep.
Okay.
Damn. There goes my plan.
And that they're, that mucus ability that they have, they can't just do, they have to, like, charge it up.
Okay.
So you can feel pretty safe that that's not going to come again. Unless you let the battle linger. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Vereen.
Yeah! And the crowd goes wild.
As my move action in reaction to Ben Vereen.
Yeah!
Cackles right. To extend the hex.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my own knowledge niche on these guys.
Niche, okay.
18.
18 would tell you... It's good enough to know that if they can spit acid, they probably have some sort of resistance to acid as well.
Mm. Okay. All right, so Ben Vereen... Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't my turn. It was Ben Vereen's turn. Oh. All right, so Ben Vereen...
Forget I said anything.
This is going to happen a lot, I think. Ben Vereen, let's see if he takes my command to attack. He does not. He just
bites
He just
leg.
Looks at me like, what's going on here?
He bites your leg for 4 points of bleed damage.
I just want to say how happy I am that Ben Vereen is a part of this podcast.
We never thought that would happen.
Dude needs to work.
Ladies and gentlemen,
wildest dream.
Ben Vereen.
Yeah. That's talk about a tough get for a role-playing podcast.
You know what?
We have Ben Vereen, people. That's not...
Do you think he'll ever be, like, as good of a running back as he was as the past years in the NFL?
Shane Vereen.
Sorry, it was funny for me. That's all that mattered.
Round three, Baron.
Baron is going to take a 5-foot step back.
Okay.
He is going to rapid reload with a paper alchemical cartridge as a swift action. He is going to activate... Up Close and Deadly is always on, but he's going to activate, or point blank shot is on. He's going to activate Deadly Aim, which is power attack for range characters,
right,
minus definitely. 2, plus 4. And he's also going to make sure that he gets Up Close and Deadly, so he's going to roll a 1d6 with it as well.
Okay.
What a terrible time. That is a 9 against touch.
Miss. The bullet just fires. After all that
oh my
nice
God.
After all those feats you use, the bullet sails wide.
Fuck.
While he was doing that, we were taking pictures of my picture of Ben Vereen
next to the battle.
On the board, like next to the ghost of Ben Vereen watching over all
It's so
of our
funny because he's like, check out the jacket, like, look at this battle.
Yeah, he's so happy. What a consummate song and dance professional.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Can you pounce in a non straight line? It has to be, or not yeah. pounce, charge rather.
No, you can't turn at all.
Right, so you have to.
No, move. I always say you can, like, move, like, diagonally across a square, basically, but, like, you can't, like, turn.
Right,
or go around something.
Okay. Well, needless to say, The drake that Baron just missed takes a 5-foot step and does a full attack action on Baron.
Except you got a minus, you got to roll twice on your d20.
For this next, for the first action or for the whole turn?
For this, the, your first d20 roll.
Okay, so the first d20 roll is the bite. I'm rolling twice, taking the lower amount, biting Baron would have been a crushing hit. And a definite miss with a 2.
Oh, thank you.
That works out nicely.
Nice.
Ill omen.
Good ill omen.
And now, now everything's going to go to shit.
And now it just whips around with its tail slap on to try and slap Baron with its tail. And misses.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks to Gorm McGee.
Thank you, Gormley.
And always. Now, if only...
I never tried to pimp you out, by the way. I was just letting you know that he may... Okay, never mind.
If only
I knew that. I knew you were coming from.
Water under the bridge.
If only the drake near Lork and Galabras had such ill omen. It is going to do a full attack action. First, it will attempt to bite Lork. 16.
Hits.
Hits Lork with another juicy bite. It must just love the taste of orc.
Fresh half-orc meat.
Another 11 points of damage.
Oh, man.
And then it whips around and tail slaps this cleric covered in armor and flour. 17 with the tail slap.
That is a miss.
Miss.
Thank you, armor of Uskroth. Thank you.
But again, the damage has been done to Lork. Is that 22 points of damage to Lork thus far?
Yeah, in 2 rounds.
It's just bit one arm and then bit the other arm, and you just feel this acidy, like soaking wet, seawatery getting in your veins.
Gross.
It burns. It burns, Lork. But now it's your turn, Lork.
I'm going to swing back at this guy with my falchion.
Falchion's such a badass.
Need a little exertion noise. There we go. Hit. 24.
That is a hit.
23. Sorry. 8 points of damage.
Nice job.
And then I'm going to tell Ben, like, would you attack this goddamn thing?
Use your context.
Stop licking my boot and go attack it.
It's gnawing on your chin. All right, Galabras.
All right. I'm going to use, as a swift action,
I'm nervous.
The command word for my armor, which I looked this up. My entire life since I was 5 years old, I thought it was Inichok. It is actually Inicho. So I say
Inicho.
Wow, 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 wow.
And I grow to 8 times the size of a normal cleric. And I...
No, just double in size. 8 times weight.
No. Well, no. That I'm 8 times as big. I'm twice as tall.
Okay.
I'm 8 times as big.
Yeah.
Ah. Semantics.
So,
yes, my favorite.
So, I'm going to swing the mighty Hammer of Uskroth with my huge size at this fucking drake. And almost certainly miss.
Still working it out. You haven't been able to whale on your... have 11. A peck day in a while.
11.
11. 11 does miss. Now, I'm wondering, this giant cleric on a ship... With that, your weight goes up to what? 8 times your weight?
Yeah.
I'm nervous that you might break through the deck.
You said notice. You said it was a well-made boat.
It is a well-made boat.
And there was a horse on the... I weighed less
there
than
was
that
a
horse.
There were 6
you
horses, and
you weigh almost
1,000
pounds.
Yeah, but that's less than a horse.
You just hear, when he gets big, Lork, you hear the
groaning.
The void start creaking.
Yeah.
But nothing breaks through. Yet.
We're also one horse lighter right now.
We are.
Yeah.
And you are also allowed to do anything that you want.
That is also true.
That's also true. That's also true. Gormley. Miss Ill Omen herself. I don't know why you won't just bang rag.
I could have so still like fun. Heard about
you
that.
You could have
like,
avoided all of this.
You had it all set up. You had a little smooth opening. You mentioned the Chelish wine.
I would role play the entire event and get real dirty. Like, it would be really uncomfortable. I might make like the three of you leave.
Listen,
just so I can tell.
Listen, spoken like a typical man. There's a long game happening right now.
Okay, all right. I just want you to know he's serious.
Don't be so short-sighted.
Yeah,
Greg.
She's not easy. She's not gonna like. This is the art of seduction.
Now you want her even more, though, see?
I know. She's playing hard to get.
She's going
to
give him the shocker with her hair.
Oh, God.
All right, pause for edit.
That's just a suggestion. You don't have to do it, but that's what I would do if I had the hair like that.
Gorma's going to take a 5-foot step to her left and Burning Hands the Drake.
Burning Hands the Drake, and that is through... it doesn't matter that Baron's right there, right? It's a cone of fire.
She can get him in the...
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
She can avoid Baron.
All right, so Baron, you just see flames come right next to you.
Well, you have to move up directly in melee with it in order to do it without hitting Baron. Yeah.
Or could I just... Could I move?
She could point it a certain direction, couldn't she?
No, it's
it goes
a
one, then
flame.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah, but she could point like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
I guess.
Boat,
yeah, I guess.
Would almost
yeah, the
not
first
hit.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, okay. She could just direct it a different way. Like she can choose where the edge of the cone goes.
Okay, so yeah, it's 10 damage, but you get a reflex save.
10 damage, reflex save for a Drake. Definitely made the reflex save.
All right, five points of damage.
5 damage for that Drake. These drakes are battered. Okay, Benverine.
Benverine, let's see if he gets it together in attacks.
Come on, Ben.
He does!
Yay! Yay!
Ben
29 to push, and now so he's just had enough of this, and he...
So because Lork has not trained it to attack, you have to roll Handle Animal to push it, and it's DC 25.
DC 25.
So it's really hard. What's your Handle Animal skill?
Plus 10.
Plus 10. So you have to roll at least a 15 or higher on the die. And you got it.
Yep.
All right, so Benverine attacks the Drake.
So, Benverine runs up past Galabras and just gets right in melee range and bites at it.
And goes, Jazz Claws.
Let's see.
This is the
one
with lowered AC.
It's a bite, so it'll bite at it. 23!
23 is a hit.
Oh, nice. First attack hits, and 1 point of damage.
1 point of damage. What a crusher.
He's got magic to do.
It is round 4. I have a question for Gormley. The AC hex, was that 6 rounds? Did you extend it to 7?
7.
Okay,
yeah.
Just making sure.
What round are we on?
We are in round 4. Baron is up.
Baron's
gonna... Alpha Drake, nowhere in sight.
God damn it. Reggie! Reggie!
Baron thinks to himself... Shit, you miss once, you gotta reload and try again. So he takes a 5-foot step back.
Okay. And does all the things you said.
He does everything he did before.
Grab shot, deadly aim, grab close to deadly.
That is a 16 against touch AC.
16 against touch is a hit.
Fuck yes. So that is plus 4 to whatever I roll here. Plus 5 to whatever I roll here. It's not good. Still a 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage is great.
It's great.
Not a lot of people on the deck that can do 9 points of damage.
Could have been a lot worse.
Besides my drakes.
I mean, a lot better. But worse for the drake.
I mean, if we had...
When I hear the hotline bling!
If we had sight... Maybe this is once we fit to deal with these drakes, but if we have sight of the alpha drake, maybe we could use the ballista.
No, they're too small, and they're on the boat.
Yeah.
No, the alpha drake that's not on the boat.
Maybe.
If it's in the area.
I think we're going to have to hunt it down to its nest.
Let's deal with the drakes we have right here. This drake, now that Baron took a 5-foot step back, this drake enacts its pounce ability. What's a pounce, you may ask? It means you can do a full attack action on a charge.
Well, then it can't do it.
Why? Because you need to go at least 10 feet?
10 feet, yeah.
All right, so just thanks for ruining the fucking fun of me explaining.
Just trying to save my boy Baron.
Well, what the Drake was going to do was pounce.
Hey, Lork, I love you. I love you, Lork. Thank you so much, Lork.
So instead, it will just do a full attack action.
How boring. Oh, man.
On
here's a question. I always wonder this. Could it just, like, take a step back and then charge?
The same thing, yeah. Like, hold on, I'm going to get you this time.
That's a good question. Yeah.
I think it has the movement has to be in one straight line. So back and forward is considered the
straight
line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to a DM that would let you get away with a lot more than I would. So I hold myself to the same standard. The Drake goes to bite Baron. I don't know what die I want to use. How about one that hits him? 19.
I have an 18 AC.
The Drake bites Baron for 10 points of damage.
Ooh, that's a good chunk out of Baron.
And then it just whoosh, whips its tail around at Gormley, who's been just kind of annoying it. And
shot it with fire.
And misses it. Misses. Awesome. And then Drake number two attacks Ben Vereen.
No.
Goes to bite at Ben Vereen.
No.
That is a 17 on Ben Vereen.
That hits.
Oh.
11 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
It was max damage.
You killed him? No, he's not dead. He's not dead.
Oh, good.
Yet.
You gave me eyes like he was dead.
Well, I just find it weird that you roll the same amount of damage every single time. And it's max. That's kind of weird.
It's
11,
also...
11, 11.
How about this? How about this?
I'm not even
joking.
You're
only 1d2?
I rolled max damage, one less than max damage.
Max damage.
How about all the times he's never attacked Howie the Green Sting Scorpion? That's what I want to know.
What
a bunch of
tail
fucking...
Tail slap that fucking
yeah,
insect.
For fuck's
I will
sake.
Say that Howie will have his day in court. And now he's going to tail slap. The Drake is going to tail slap Lork and miss. Is Ben Vereen unconscious?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. It is now. That's crazy. Lork's turn. Lork, you just saw your new animal companion do damage. Yeah. So then what happened? The Drake said, fuck you. Boom. Took a big chunk out of it. Ben Vereen, no.
All right. Lork is going to. Fight someone your own size. Swing and miss with the falchion.
Okay. Will you be preparing Ben Vereen for either a counterattack or a
I will
retreat?
Explain something to you now, and I'll explain it further later. But Ben Vereen is now completely out of my control. I'll explain it when it's Ben Vereen's turn.
Oh, I think I have a feeling. But I'm going to let you have your moment. Galabras.
Yeah.
Galabras with the hammer
right.
of the gods.
Matthew was just pointing. I have a second character sheet for when Galabras is large. And I call him Gylabras Finn. And he's large. And in place of the usual portrait, I have a picture of Apache Chief in the corner here.
We're having fun here, huh?
Yeah, it's a good time. enraged with anger and rage and anger. He attempts to once again smash this petulant, insolent creature with Oskar's hammer.
Galabras, smash.
Miss again. Motherfucker.
Still working out the kinks on this.
We're having a rough go of it.
Yeah.
Do you know who else is having a rough go of it? Sirenscape.
Oh, really?
It's our audio system. Don't blame that beautiful company.
Speaking of beautiful company, Gormley, you're up.
Gormley's going to take a 5-foot step back.
Such a Gormley move.
And begin summoning.
Oh, so Gormley-san.
Nice.
And now, Ben Vereen.
Okay, so Ben Vereen, now that he has been attacked and taken damage by this thing, he has, I have no choice. I have lost control of him. And as a Wolverine, he goes insane. And he acquires the barbarian trait of rage.
Yeah.
So he goes into a rage, which gives him +4 strength and +4 con. So his health goes up and his strength and damage and everything go up. And
his AC goes down, right?
And his AC goes down. And then he proceeds to maul this thing until either it dies or he dies, and there's no middle ground.
Is this what happens whenever it takes any damage or damage more than 50% of
its
health?
No, if it takes any damage from a source,
holy,
it's just like, fuck you, I'm taking you out.
Also exactly what happens to real-life Ben Vereen. If he takes any damage, the exact same thing happens.
His version of mauling is just choreographically beautiful.
I would say, knowing this now, Ben Vereen has 4 episodes max before it kills itself.
He's going to be a rough situation.
You might want to leave him on the boat.
All right. So,
Ben Vereen.
Here we go. This stuff is going to, yeah, he goes nuts, goes into a rage. And he hits.
Yes.
This is a full attack action, by the way, now.
Oh,
so
he's
got bite, claw, claw. Okay. So he bites and does 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Then he claws. AC 17.
That's a hit because
yes.
Gormley lowered it.
Claws and does 5 points of damage.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
And then claws again and 15 to hit.
Does hit.
Does hit. Yes.
Right.
Thank you,
does
buddy Gorms.
And does 4 points of damage.
Yeah! No, it doesn't rend. It doesn't have the rend ability for hitting.
No. Attacks. But it's just like...
You just did 14 points of damage to the
Benverine!
Benverine!
That is awesome. Benverine. That is fucking great.
Benverine. Awesome. Round 5, Baron.
I'm going to blow my mojo one last time all over this Drake's face.
Gross. I want to see it.
Sirenscape is slowly coming back. My apologies.
Boo. Joe.
It's a poor workman that bends his tools, Joe.
Oh, shit. 21 to hit.
Yeah, 21's going to hit. You just knock Rag off the pilot deck with that giant die.
Fuck that bomba clot rug. Get off me goddamn boat.
Can I just ask a question? Where is the crew?
Yeah, seriously.
Glabrous.
Why are we doing all this ourselves?
Amazing.
In heavy armor.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Almost minimum damage. Eight points.
8 points of damage. That Drake is on its last legs.
Is it dead?
Is it not dead.
Beneath zero?
No.
Fuck.
I would tell you that.
Let me hit it. God damn it. I need my grip points back.
But now it's the Drake's turn. Drake time. Excellent. All right. So the Drake takes a step, a 5 foot step up to Gormley.
Yeah, what else?
And first it attempts to bite Gormley and doesn't. Then it attempts to tail slap Gormley and 21.
Yeah, that hits.
Slaps Gormley with his tail. Whoopsh! 5 points of damage. You just get whipped across the chest with this tail. If you felt like somebody hit you with a log, like a wet log, just boom!
Ugh.
Nailed you with it. And now it is Lore. Oh, excuse me. Now it's the other Drake's turn. The other Drake, seeing this rabid Wolverine, takes a step back away from the Wolverine.
That was Galabras.
That's Galabras.
That's Galabras. Okay, so it just stays there then. It's just not like,
that's a whole different kind of racism.
Leaves the battle.
I've never been mistaken for a Drake before.
It it just attacks Lork. First attack, the bite is a 15.
Hits.
What do you think? 11 damage? Let me see.
Guaranteed.
Nope. Not this time. 6 damage.
Oh, wow. That's the range, and you were rolling 11s?
Wow.
must have been real exciting for you.
Goes to tail slap.
What a thrill for you.
And fumbles the tail
slap. Yeah! This thing's fucked now, man. Off balance. Oh, this man.
Your card, sir. Your fumble card,
my
sir.
Fumble card. Natural attack. It goes to tail snap you and just goes and sneezes, and it's dazed for a round.
Whoa! All right, this thing is done. Oh.
I sneeze that hard, I get dazed for about 60 seconds afterwards. all right, it is dazed. And what does dazed mean? I think it's like it can't do anything.
Can't do anything.
I don't have it here, but it's
must
bad.
Be allergic to awesome.
Yeah, I'll look it up. But I think dazed is like you can't take a you can't take any action or something like that. I'll look it up.
It's the best. I don't know what the difference between that and stunt, but you can't do anything and you're flat footed and blah blah blah.
And so now, Lork, you have
it can take no action but has no penalty to AC.
Okay,
which is really odd. It just can't take an action.
I think stunned is it takes no action
stunned
and
is,
it gets the penalty.
Yeah, you're basically paralyzed if you're stunned.
Okay, all right, Lork, you're up. This thing just tried
right,
to tail
here
slip
we go.
And sneezed mucus all over you.
Right. All right, I'm going to take a swing at it with the old Falch. The Falch, 16 to hit.
16 hits.
That should hit. That should do it. Let's get some damage here.
Kill the Screeds.
Screeds Falchion. Let's do it. There we go. 10 points of damage.
You take the falchion and you slice through its wings, and its carcass just falls over deck.
Yes! And Benverine runs to the end of the railing, and it's just like, like trying, and it's just like, he's off.
And Wolverine language is like, fuck you, get off my boat,
Right, that's right, bitch. All right, and then I'm going to command it to come to me, as it's like, because it's freaking me out that it's like almost chasing it into the water. And that is a guaranteed pass, because that's the only trick it knows.
So he comes to you, but he doesn't heal, right? He just still is like...
Oh, no, and then I'll command him to heal all his hit points.
No,
you can't do that.
E-E-L.
Okay. Oh, now Skid's all about the rules all of a sudden.
How convenient. Speaking of Skid, Galabras, you're up. You have a rabid Wolverine at your foot.
Wait, I'm sorry. I mean, I still have a move action, so if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to run to the other Drake, like move toward it, and I'll stay 10 feet away.
Okay, so you run to help Baron and Gormley with their baby dragon.
Yep.
And now it is Galabras' turn. Having right. trouble with the hammer, Galabras. What are you thinking?
Why don't you
try it on the Benverine?
I'm going to fall back on some old habits. I'm going to move into position so I can get everybody and do a channel positive energy.
Yay!
Oh! Yay.
Breaking out my gold-plated Roman dice.
He's a fighter and a healer.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, he is rolling two D6s.
Yeah, that's 4 points to everybody.
All right.
Shitty roll.
Now, that doesn't...
Thanks a lot, Ancient Rome.
That doesn't heal the Drake, assholes. Right?
Can I just give you...
No, he is excluded because of my selective channel.
Beautiful.
Can I just get you huge bonus points for being a priest and saying, getting back into the habit, which is the subtitle of Sister Act 2?
Oh, that is a good
the
one.
The nuns, you know?
Oh, that's true.
Way better than Jurassic Park.
It's a little tribute to Sally Field, the flying nun.
Gormley, you're up.
Actually, something appears.
Oh,
that's right.
You started summoning. What were you summoning?
A swarm of bats.
Oh, gross.
In the middle of the river?
Oh, wow.
It's not even Halloween.
And I'm assuming with the swarm, you can just put it right on the space with the Drake?
Right on the Drake space.
Oh, God. So what do? They just bite?
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and roll this damage.
Swarm of bats.
2 damage. But you're now bleeding.
Oh, that's awesome.
When does it start taking bleed damage? On
that,
the first
that round, yeah, yeah.
So it takes another how many points of damage?
1.
It dies.
Oh!
It had 3 hit points left.
Wow.
So you summon all the bats, they bite, and it's still going, and then all of a sudden just porous blood everywhere, and the carcass falls to the ground.
Nice.
Pool of its own blood.
Fly off.
And the bats fly off into the night into Gary and Felicia land.
Bats, man.
All right, 2 Drakes dead, but poor Reginald.
Wait, where is he? Gone forever?
He was absconded.
Well, we saw where he went, though, right?
Yes, he went downstream.
We saw the direction.
Back from whence you came.
We saw the Drake land with the horse.
You saw the Drake go towards the shore, farther upstream, but you're not 100% sure where.
I think we have
it
to
may
find
take it. A perception check or two.
All right, get up in the forecastle there.
All right, yeah.
Or whatever it's called.
Crows down.
Rag comes down. It's like, is everyone all right? Is everyone all right? We're trying to keep everything together. You killed the Drakes. Where's Reggie?
The Alpha Drake took him. We need him. We need to go find him now.
All right, it probably has some sort of a cave. Damn it all! Would you be willing to go find the cave with this Drake, kill it, and bring back Reggie?
Well, after all that you've done for us in this fight, we'd be glad to.
and thanks for all your help getting Lork back overboard. That was great, too.
I have to steer the boat! Do you think this thing's going to steer itself? If I just jump down there to help you, the
what
boat
about
would
everyone else? What about everyone else in the fucking crew? Were they also helping you steer the boat? I didn't see them at all.
If you look like you're in real trouble, I'll help you. But you seem to have handled yourselves well.
Oh, yeah. Why would you think that would be his trouble?
Benverine attacks Rag.
Get it off me. Get it off. Kill it. Kill it.
This is just like my dad's excuse for not coming to my football games.
And you saw it fly downstream, yes?
Yes.
All right. Well, then maybe you can... We'll bring the boat ashore, and you can head back down there and find it. If you don't mind, I hate to ask you so much, but do you think you could do it?
Yes, we can do it.
Otherwise, without that horse, there's no way we're going to be able to get you up the Esk. There's no way. I need all of my draft horses.
Right.
Thank you.
Hold on. I'm going to go. All right, I'm ready to go. Just need a little exertion.
Good. So he steers the ship towards the shore, and he gets maybe like 40 feet away where you guys can kind of jump out and wade through the water towards the shore. And then do you want to make your way downstream?
Yeah.
Wait.
So we're going to disembark off the boat and go back upstream?
And go back downstream.
Downstream.
Yeah. Okay.
You better get your armor.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to get my armor and don it. And
Gormley will help.
Okay. Fine. And then Yeah, I don't think there's much to be done for... can one of you guys... anybody want to waste a little helium on Ben Vereen?
You want me to hit him with a wand?
Yeah. There you go. Hit him with a wand. Yeah. That'll do.
Now, will that take him out of his rage state?
He went out of his rage state as soon as his opponent was dead.
Oh, is that what they do? So they just fight to the death?
That's how I'm playing it right now. I can reread it, but that's sort of what it sounded like to me.
That's weird. I thought it was like a number of rounds.
Five.
He gets max 5 rounds per day, but I think that it's tied to
Who else needs healing? I can wand.
5 healing?
5. You need more?
No, I'm good.
I could use a little bit.
All right. I heal Baron with the wand. My wand. 9. Max.
Yeah, I'm down at half. Lorca's at half hit points.
Oh, you want me to hit you with the wand?
Yeah, hit me. Hit me with that shit.
2.
Oh, God.
Change dice and do it again.
Okay.
4.
So, 6 total.
I'll do 1-2 on you.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of...
We're just poking with our wands.
I just used up the wand.
Here, 7.
Here.
7, there we go. Yeah. All right.
That wand is dead now. I have Glabrous, you're the only one.
Oh, it's dead?
Yeah, it was Glabrous' old wand.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, you've had that one for a while.
Yeah.
It's a hand-me-down.
Since the Battle of Trunau. Battle of Bloodmarsh Hill.
Aww. But I have a lot of charges left in mine, so...
All right, we've got the armor back on. The ship is no longer sailing. And we are going to start cutting through along the bank.
Yeah, so you guys disembark from the boat, and the water's probably up to your knees, and then you kind of trudge through it, get to the shore, and then you walk up towards where you think you saw it go. Roll a perception check.
14 for me.
17.
27. Am I still affected by the...
No, you're good now. The kimono rash is over.
20.
That's why it sneezed.
I thought we were going to talk dirty later. 23.
23. All right, so Gormley and Lorca, the 27.
Yeah.
You see what looks like a cave up in the distance. So you walk about 15 minutes or so, and you follow where you thought you saw it go. And with Gormley's help, you're able to find the mouth of a cave. As you near it, it starts stinking. There's this pungent odor of fish entrails permeating the area as you get closer to the mouth of the cave. The beach itself, outside of the entrance to the cave, is littered with skeletal remains of several marine animals you can't even piece together. River sharks, I'm sure. crocodiles.
The extensive internal skeletons of river sharks.
Actually, you do see, in addition to the river sharks, you see a bleached skeleton of a huge crocodile, twice the size of the one that attacked Lork and Urok.
Oh, shit.
Skeleton of a giant crocodile. So while the smell is so pungent and the scene is so devastating, it is eerily quiet and devoid of wildlife in the whole area.
Weird. I'm sorry, what is the ground like?
It's soft.
Is it grassy?
It's mushy, because it's right near the water, the mouth of the cave. So it's softer.
Swampy.
As you get marsh,
marshy.
It's marshy.
Marshy.
Yeah. It's marshy.
Marshy, marshy, marshy. Are there any tracks in the mud outside the front of the cave?
Roll a survival check.
I shall. 15.
You see various webbed feet coming in and out of the cave mouth.
Okay.
So you feel pretty confident that this is where it went.
Or a giant duck. Either
There's
way.
Nothing to fear, guys. It's just a giant duck.
Either way.
Skid, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather fight 1 horse-sized duck or 10 duck-sized horses?
Oh, man. I never know how to answer this question.
So many possibilities.
Yeah, that's just really...
I want to see a duck-sized horse.
Get back to me next episode. I'll think about it.
I'd like to do a quick check.
Okay.
Based off of my newfound fisherman skill, and considering that these things are dealt with by a lot of the fishers on this river, and I may have talked to Ureg and everyone else for a while, is there any more knowledge I can gain about their lairs from my fisherman skill, perhaps?
Yeah, roll a fisherman check.
Okay. 19.
With a 19, what you would know is that it probably doesn't use its nest for mating. Probably mates in the wild and comes back to lay its eggs in the nest. So there's a good chance it's by itself. And then what you know from, like, fisherman tales is, like any descendant of the dragons, there's a good chance there's a hoard of treasure in a drake's nest.
Treasure.
Nice.
So that's what you would know from...
I have, like, this tiny dwarven boner that just goes
I can see
raging.
It. But what has Baron got?
professional comedian.
Bean is jokes for all my friends. Okay, so yeah, you guys, you're at the mouth of the cave. What do you do?
Gorma is going to cast Mage Armor.
Classic.
Baron's going to get his net ready.
Okay. Baron's going collecting. I love it. Okay, Baron's got his net.
And I explain to Lork. I say to him, "If we catch this thing in a net and you grab it, you're stronger than I am. I'm not too proud to say that. We can control how far it moves away. So, if you ever want to grab it, it's all yours. I'm just going to try to tangle him up if we see him.
All right.
Okay, and do you make your way into the chamber?
Yeah.
And yep. what does the party order look like?
I'd say Lork is up front with Ben Vereen behind him.
You did bring Ben with you, okay.
Oh, yeah.
How wide is the mouth?
Oh, it's about 15 feet wide.
Okay, then I will stand next to Ben Vereen if he'll let me.
Ben,
you might have to take some nice ranks and handle animal just to be around Ben Vereen.
I know.
Not in my shoes! And then Baron and Gormley bringing up the rear.
Yeah.
Okay. So you walk into the first cave, and you hear a nervous whinnying, maybe about 20 feet away, as the light gets rather dim.
What could that be? What could that possibly be?
There's no way a horse got in here.
It's a giant spider.
Some kind of dormouse. You hear a nervous whinnying, and the mouth of the cave opens from 15 feet to 20 feet to 25 feet, and it kind of starts to curve around, and you see Reginald just looking really, really nervous and shaken. And the cave goes around, and you see it continues on to, like, another chamber or chambers. But you're in this first chamber, and there's Reggie.
How far away is he?
15 feet.
Are there enough shadows along the side of the cave that I could try to stealth up to him?
He's right in the middle of it. There's still light streaming in.
So I assume that as soon as we step out into the light, the Drake is going to know we're here.
Well, can I do a knowledge niche on the alpha to see if they, like, set traps like this?
Sure.
To lure prey?
Mm-hmm.
23.
23, no, it's probably finishing another meal.
Yeah, like, so it's just neglected.
It's probably having an appetizer, and it's about to go for its main course.
I think you're safe, Gormley.
So I think my plan is just to run out there and try to ride Reggie out of here.
Well, is he laying on the ground, or is he standing there?
No, he's standing there.
Okay.
Can I do a perception to see if he looks like he's been gnawed at?
Yeah, you just see, roll the perception.
17.
You see blood marks from where the claws pulled it, and imagine the weight of the horse being just kind of dead weight. Oh. So it's gotten to its skin. It's in bad shape.
Are his feet, his feet aren't frozen into the ceiling, hanging down?
No. This is not Hoth.
By the way, man, how great was Force Awakens?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That movie was so good.
What a gem.
Yeah. Or it was not. It was really disappointing.
You remember
Joe still hasn't seen it.
I know.
Stop it. I'm not even kidding.
Troy will never see it.
You remember when Darth Maul came back?
Oh my God! Oh wow!
It's not funny to even say the things that don't happen.
I didn't think that Jar Jar Binks would be Kylo Ren when he took off his mask. But sure enough, there he was.
He took that mask off.
I'm sorry, Joe. I did.
I'm going to cut all your mics.
Gormley, you walk up.
Yeah, I walk up to Reggie and I
roll a stealth check.
Okay. 17.
As you walk up to Reggie, the Alpha Drake rolled a 17 as well.
Oh.
And you hear.
Oh, no.
And you see a shadow start growing on the edge of the cavern, coming closer and closer towards you. And we'll pick it up here next time.
Oh, I fucking knew it was getting close, but god damn it. Oh, that image of the shadow.
This is the shadow.